This is the Real Royal Family Podcast with your co-host, Valerie Wright. And we're here to take back your crown and the jewels that are on it. The jewels of your life, your joy, and your purpose. Only God's love and power can conquer trauma. Now, this is not virtual reality. It is spiritual reality. It is not a game, but we are going to treat it as a challenge to destroy what is destroying you. And God's word says, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm you. Let's get it. Get it. Get it. Shalom, shalom, and welcome to the Real Royal Family with your co-host Valerie Wright, and also here with the wonderful, majestic, totally holy, 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 Holy Spirit. So last week on the Real Royal Family, we talked about being snared. So you get snared so you can now get put in a cage. And the first part of the snaring was the rape and the child molestation that happened to you. And we briefly discussed last episode how even the word child molestation is an indication that the people who named this knew that it was a spiritual act based on the Babylonian god called Baal or Molech, who required child sacrifice in many ways, and either it could be death or rape or dedication or training into some kind of dark mystical art. But today we're going to talk about, once you're snared and you're put into a cage, you now become a bait. So a bait is, it's a form of a seed or an enticement to bring others into the same snare and cage. So part of the bait system in the Babylonian system is you can see things because we're getting free now, right? So you can see things from your circumstances where you are deeply hurt. You were treated in a brutal way. You were violated spiritually, physically, sexually. Your mind was tormented, I'm sure, with threats and fear, and also confused by seduction. And now this person is giving you great amounts of fear or a great amount of attention. And if you're neglected, then you can get confused. And also with this seeing things according to your circumstances, you can come to the conclusion that the world is not a safe place. And you can even begin to question, why am I even alive? Now, all of those things that I just said, they're elements, all right? So being hurt deeply, treated brutally, confused, doubting that the world is safe, and doubting your existence in this world. Now, those elements are facts, but they are not the truth. And there is only one truth, and his name is Jesus. And when you deal with God, he commands you to come up higher and see things from his perspective. You never promised that nothing would happen to you, and that is a misconception, and it's a lie from the clown church. So you think that everything's supposed to be, you know, sunshine, cotton candies, and unicorns. So when you come up higher and you begin to see things as a spirit king, which is what you are, and that's why I call us the Real Royal Family, you are powerful. You have a purpose, and nobody really wants to talk about suffering, and it was not God's intent that you would be treated that way. But the deeper your challenge or your test in life, the greater height that you can gain. Just like with a skyscraper, they just can't make the foundation when they're building one of these skyscrapers. They can't just dig 10 feet down or 100 feet down. They got to dig really, really deep, depending upon the height of the building. So the deeper your challenge, and you can come out of this, but it's how you come out of it, okay? So are you going to be Babylonian bait, okay? Or are you going to be Heaven Spirit King? And I am your spiritual Harriet Tubman, So when I show up, all heaven breaks out, and I want all of heaven to break out on you. And if you are a believer, then that means you are in Christ Jesus and he is in you. And that means that the Holy Spirit is in you and you are in the Holy Spirit. All right. So when you were snared, that action caused seeds to be placed into your spiritual garden. So you would now become Babylonian bait. So you now use your body to spread deception and impurity, thereby trapping others. You use your mind by repeating Babylonian kingdom's lies. Oh, it's natural. Do it just because it feels good. And just, you know, wear protection. But you are not natural. You are a supernatural being. Now, you could also go to therealroyalfamily.com, and there is a link on there by which you can click on it if you are not saved, if you're not sure if you're saved, or if you just want to make sure. So if you were a baby and somebody sprinkled water on your head, you were not baptized. You were not saved. You have to confess with your mouth. You have to be of cognizance. Your mind has to be alert and do it willingly. The kingdom of darkness can birth you into its kingdom illegally. And the only way for you to get out is by confessing with your mouth that you disconnect yourself from that kingdom. But disconnection is not just a one-time thing. You must constantly do something every day or every week to clean the Babylonian system and miseducation out of your mind and out of your body, out of your heart, out of your belief system, out of your actions. So Babylonian bait also wants you to spread death and to steal more children's lives, more human beings' lives, leading more innocent souls into hell. It wants you to roll around like a pig in muck, and muck is mud, manure, uneaten, rotten food. You are not an animal, therefore you should not be behaving like an animal. Human beings are made in God's image. Instead of being Babylonian bait, you can be a spirit king. You can be part of the real royal family and use your body to encase purity. And where there is purity, there is power. And where there is impurity, there is impotence and weakness. You could use, as a spirit king, your mind, your heart, and your emotions to be an example of what freedom is and joy and peace. Not only are you that, but you speak that and you point other people in the direction of how they can have that. When you're a spirit king or part of the real royal family, you use your spirit to bring light and life. So our ultimate goal is always to plunder souls from hell and populate heaven. And that was from a wonderful evangelist called Reinhard Bonnke. So, and also as spirit kings, we are to look as spirit kings. So we can't wear Babylonian garb, mud, filth, dressed like their temple prostitutes, which are the modern day, you know, strip clubs and porn, or just really skimpy dressing where, you know, everything is hanging out. So we are to be dressed like kings. And like our King Jesus, he dressed in majestic robes, and the robes are of protection, beauty, and influence. So spirit kings, whenever you see someone labeled a princess, even though that wasn't the real royal family, but we are, you never saw Princess Diana or Princess Grace of Monaco dressed like harlots, all right? Now, don't follow people who are Babylonian bait. Don't dance like them. Don't be in their clubs. Don't listen to their music, okay? Because whoever voice and music you listen to, they are teaching you. And then what happens is you don't even know that it's happening, but it's a form of hypnosis, and they're telling you this is how you should be, this is how you should behave. And they're telling you that you should do what I did to get this position, high position in the kingdom of Babylon. But high positions in kingdom of Babylon only lead to being caged, snared, and being more bait. Babylonian system wants to keep you on a hamster wheel. So you're moving, but you're going nowhere. So before you escape the slave trade and the soul trading floor, me, Spiritual Harriet Tubman, must get you ready for the journey to freedom, all right? The first part of getting people free, it has to start with the mindset, because Harriet often, when she was leading people to freedom, she would threaten one who was began to fall apart because they had been so miseducated by the slave system, which is it's a form of seduction, making you believe that it's comfortable. But with freedom, you know, from that movie, there comes some responsibility, but with freedom there also comes power and influence, and freedom requires discipline. If you are a slave, then this is why most people can't stand their jobs, because they have to do what someone tells them to do, however they talk to you, whatever they value that you're worth, even though you're being underpaid. And this is why you have a purpose in God's kingdom. So you have a trade and you have a calling, so you could still have a job. There's something that you have a purpose for in this kingdom, and mine is to be your spiritual Harriet Tubman. I am a spirit king. I'm part of the Real Royal Family, and I am coming back to show you how to, one, get out of the cage, stop being bait, and to prepare you for the journey to the king's palace. But that's going to take some time. And this is why we call this a challenge slash, and you'll see some game boards. And what this does, it just engages you in a different kind of way, so this doesn't become arduous and painful, where you become a co-signatory with the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And getting your own freedom. So when you're playing the game, not only are you the piece on the board, but you are also you. And so it helps to separate you from the pain and the injection that the Babylonian system, they want that same script running around in your mind. So right now, coming into the kingdom of the king, because he's king, capital K, of kings. And so we are little kings, a part of the real royal family. Let's go to Jeremiah 32:17. Jeremiah 32:17 says, "Ah, Lord God, behold." When he says behold, that means really pay attention, listen to what is being said. "Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee." So freedom requires a mindset. Slavery also requires a mindset. But the freedom mindset, you don't go from slave to king without being retrained. So whomever you were a slave was has conditioned you to believe what they want you to believe. And there's nothing too hard for God. So this is not hard. We're going to make this wonderful for you, because you are meant to be free, but not just free, but free indeed. So freedom is one thing, but free indeed means that your mind is not covered with octopus tentacles, spider webs. It's not dulled by snake venom, nor does it have a constant on replay message of torment and fear from your former captors. Let's start your preparation for freedom by putting God's mark and name on you. You are branded by the Father with a smear of the blood of Jesus. And we're going to go to Numbers 6:22, all right? And then we're going to go to 27. "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and his sons." So remember, we are kings and priests. Aaron were the Levites. Moses was part of the Levites, and they were the priest. And Aaron and his sons are also the priests. We are kings and priests. So before we get to be kings of the natural, the priests are responsible for the spirit realm. And before you can be a king in the natural, your mind has to be prepped. And priests are responsible for shifting things around in the spirit realm. So you were violated as a young child or baby, but now it's time, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Holy Spirit, right now, that we begin to supernaturally reorder, cover with the blood, cut that taproot in the name of Jesus, and we dissolve the taproot and the filthy, dirty, evil tree and all of its part. So those parts are dissolved and they go as far as the east is from the west. Father God, we ask you to cover the listener with your blood and forgive them for their sins, known and unknown, and cleanse them and their bloodline all the way back to Adam and their seed to 10 generations. We ask you, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, that we bind, cage, and chain all occult practices, all curses, and all rituals. We cover them with the blood of Jesus. We bind, cage, and chain them and put them under the foot of Jesus to be tormented before their time. And we claim right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and his holy, holy word, that every door that Jesus opens remains open, and every door that Jesus closed remains closed. And we ask you to open the gates, doorways, and the heavens in the name of Jesus. And if you want them open, you keep them open. If you want them closed, you keep them closed. So right now, number 622 to 27, 623, it says, "Speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, On this wise shall ye bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace." And this is the part, number 627, "And they shall put my name," that's God's name, "upon the child of Israel," which is you, because Abraham, right? He says, "Look up, and I'm going to make you a father of many." And Jesus was in Abraham's bloodline, and so are we. And we were grafted into the bloodline through Jesus Christ. So he's our elder brother. And because he did what he did on the cross of Calvary, he says, "These are also mine, Father. I'm redeeming them back to the bloodline, to the clean and pure and kingly and priestly bloodline. And they shall put my name," God's name, "on Valerie." They shall put my name, God's name, on you. God put his name on you, and he said he will bless you. Okay, so here's a way. Remember, we're going to do a renewing of the mind. So we're going to keep putting a different recording to play over and over in your mind. So because you had, however old you are, this many years or decades of being miseducated by the Babylonian system, the Egyptian system, these are all spiritual cities. The city of Jericho, the city of Sodom and Gomorrah. So these systems have all miseducated you, and we will definitely do lessons on each one of those. But right now, what we want is for you to be educated as a king. So as we go towards the palace in our escape from being snared and caged, you gotta make it through the journey. And part of making it through the journey is knowing that you belong in the palace. So this is a song that's based on Numbers 622 to 26. "Lord bless me and keep me, make your face to shine upon me, be gracious to me. Lord, turn your face toward me and give me peace. Lord, bless me and keep me. Make your face to shine upon me. Be gracious to me. Lord, turn your face toward me and give me peace." Learn that song, sing it. And whenever thoughts come up, whenever the system of Babylon sends its evil spirits to try to tell you that you are not part of the real royal family, You are now going to sing that song, and by singing that song, you're going to put God's name on you. And God's name and the blood of Jesus covers up every other mark that there is. And because you begin to confess with your mouth, language is not for communication. Language is for creating. We have once, okay, so that's one part of our miseducation. Don't just keep talking and talking and saying anything and always joking and saying lewd things. You must create the knowledge that you are royalty, that you are made in God's image. He is a king. You are a king. You are now being trained for kingship. You are now saying, I might be in a cage and I might be someone who has had bad and brutal things happen to me, but as of today, I put God's name on me. It is branded on me. It is written in every cell of my body, and that actually is proven scientifically. And I am royalty. And you just sing that song whenever you need to. Whenever an idea that comes into your mind that's contrary to that, you sing that song. And what I want you to do is sing it 20 times, sing it 60 times. Get a notebook. If you want to get this recording and just keep playing it over and over at night, you can do that. If you go to therealroyalfamily.com, there is also some confessions about the blood. And we're going to go over that next week. So you were snared against your will. And now you are taking yourself off of the spiritual trading floor of Babylon. You will no longer be Babylonian bait, Babylonian filth, and Babylonian traps to other people. So you are now setting your sights on the kingdom. And we start our journey. And this is the Real Royal Family. And we are on our way to the palace. Shalom, shalom.
If you say you love Jesus, roll with him now. All the shots in the world ain't gone, then it's crown. He put the power in your hands, power in your words. It's dominated with the greatest Lord, praise him first. We are soldiers of Jesus. Huh.